Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now, let's get started with today's profile of Representative Eli Crane, the Republican from Arizona's 2nd District. Eli Crane biography. Representative Eli Crane, a Republican serving Arizona's 2nd Congressional District, is a U.S. Navy veteran and entrepreneur who brings a strong commitment to conservative values to his role in Congress. Born on January 3, 1980, in Tucson, Arizona, Crane's journey has been defined by service to his country, business success, and dedication to the principles of limited government and personal freedom. Elected to Congress in 2022, Crane represents a district that covers parts of northern and southeastern Arizona, including rural communities and major population centers like Flagstaff and Prescott. He has quickly become known as a staunch advocate for border security, veterans' issues, and economic growth. Crane's early life in Arizona instilled in him a strong sense of patriotism and a desire to serve his country. After attending high school in Yuma, he joined the U.S. Navy, where he served as a Navy SEAL for nearly 13 years. During his military career, Crane completed 5 war zone deployments, including missions in Iraq and Afghanistan, earning several commendations for his leadership and bravery under fire. His experiences as a SEAL deeply shaped his worldview and commitment to protecting American freedoms, values he would later bring to the political arena. After retiring from the Navy, Crane transitioned to the private sector, founding Bottle Breacher, a veteran-owned business that produces handcrafted bottle openers made from recycled .50 caliber shells. Featured on the television show Shark Tank, Bottle Breacher became a thriving enterprise, earning investments and nationwide recognition. Through this venture, Crane demonstrated his entrepreneurial spirit and commitment to supporting fellow veterans, hiring many former service members as employees. Crane's entry into politics was motivated by his belief that the country needed leaders willing to fight for constitutional principles and protect individual liberties. He launched his campaign for Arizona's 2nd Congressional District in 2022, running on a platform that emphasized border security, reducing government overreach, and supporting small businesses. In a competitive race, Crane defeated the Democratic incumbent, leveraging his military background and conservative credentials to connect with voters in his district. His victory was part of a broader Republican wave in the midterm elections, reflecting growing frustration with the Biden administration's policies on issues like inflation and immigration. Since taking office, Crane has prioritized issues that resonate with his district, particularly border security and the challenges faced by rural communities in Arizona. He has been an outspoken critic of federal immigration policies, advocating for stronger measures to secure the southern border and address the impacts of illegal immigration on local communities. His firsthand experience with national security as a Navy SEAL informs his approach to these issues, emphasizing the importance of sovereignty and law enforcement. Crane serves on the House Committee on Homeland Security and the Small Business Committee, positions that align closely with his campaign promises and allow him to influence key policy areas. Through these roles, he works to ensure that federal policies address the unique needs of Arizona's communities, from securing resources for border enforcement to promoting economic opportunities for small business owners. His commitment to these priorities has solidified his reputation as a representative who is deeply focused on the needs of his constituents. Eli Crane resides in Prescott, Arizona, with his wife, Jen, and their 2 daughters. As a devoted family man and veteran, he frequently speaks about the importance of faith, family, and service as guiding principles in his life and career. Crane's leadership style reflects his military training, disciplined, mission-oriented, and focused on results. His approach has earned him respect from colleagues and constituents alike, making him a rising star within the Republican Party. Eli Crane, why people support him. Representative Eli Crane has gained strong support from his constituents and conservatives nationwide due to his military service, entrepreneurial success, and unwavering commitment to core Republican values. One of the primary reasons people support Crane is his focus on border security. Representing a district that borders Mexico, Crane has made securing the southern border one of his top priorities. He advocates for policies such as completing the border wall, increasing funding for border patrol agents, and implementing stricter immigration enforcement measures. For many voters in his district, Crane's stance on immigration represents a commitment to protecting their communities and upholding the rule of law. Another key reason for Crane's popularity is his dedication to veterans and active duty military personnel. As a former Navy SEAL, Crane brings firsthand knowledge of the challenges faced by service members and their families. He has worked to improve access to healthcare, mental health services, and job opportunities for veterans, earning the respect of military communities in Arizona and beyond. Crane's background as a small business owner also resonates with many constituents. His success with Bottle Breacher exemplifies the entrepreneurial spirit that defines much of Arizona's economy, particularly in rural areas. Supporters appreciate his efforts to advocate for policies that reduce government regulations, lower taxes, and create a favorable environment for small businesses to thrive. Crane's commitment to conservative values has further cemented his support among Republican voters. He consistently champions limited government, Second Amendment rights, and fiscal responsibility, aligning with the priorities of his district. His straightforward, no-nonsense approach to governance appeals to voters who want a representative willing to stand firm on principles and challenge what they see as government overreach. Finally, Crane's leadership and authenticity have made him a trusted voice in his community. Supporters value his transparency and accessibility, as well as his willingness to listen to their concerns and advocate for their interests in Washington. His reputation as a principled and approachable leader has strengthened his connection with the people he serves. Eli Crane, why people don't support him. Despite his popularity among conservatives, Representative Eli Crane faces criticism from some constituents and political opponents who disagree with his policies or approach to governance. One of the primary criticisms of Crane is his stance on immigration. While his focus on border security appeals to many voters, some critics argue that his approach lacks compassion and fails to address the complexities of the immigration system. Opponents believe that his emphasis on enforcement and deterrence does not adequately consider the contributions of immigrants to Arizona's economy and culture. Crane's alignment with far-right policies has also drawn criticism from moderates and independents in his district. Some voters feel that his positions on issues like gun rights and government spending are too rigid, limiting his ability to find common ground or pursue bipartisan solutions. Critics argue that his approach may alienate constituents who prioritize pragmatism and compromise over ideological purity. Another point of contention is Crane's focus on national conservative agendas over local concerns. While he has been vocal on issues like border security and federal spending, some constituents feel that he should devote more attention to addressing specific challenges faced by rural communities in Arizona, such as water scarcity and healthcare access. Crane's background in the private sector has also been a target of criticism, with opponents questioning whether his business experience fully prepares him for the complexities of legislating. Some critics argue that his entrepreneurial success, while admirable, does not necessarily translate to effective governance or policymaking. Finally, Crane's confrontational rhetoric has drawn backlash from those who believe it contributes to political polarization. Critics argue that his outspoken style, while energizing for his base, may hinder constructive dialogue and collaboration with colleagues from across the aisle. For these opponents, Crane's approach reflects a broader trend of divisiveness in politics that they believe undermines the legislative process. Despite these criticisms, Eli Crane remains a prominent and influential figure in Arizona politics. His dedication to conservative principles and his focus on the needs of his district ensure that he will continue to play a significant role in shaping the state's political landscape. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.